Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
I would like to remind you that your words have power. What you say matters. What you say has an effect over your life. And the Bible is very clear about this. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18 says, "There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." All throughout the Bible, it's clear that what you say matters. What you say about yourself matters. The words you speak over your life matter. David prayed in Psalm 141, verse 3, saying, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." Now, I believe we all need to pray this prayer. A guard has to be over our lips so that we do not bring unwanted consequences due to the words we speak. I encourage you today to align your words, align your speech with God's word. There is power in declaring good things over yourself, and there is even more power in declaring God's word over yourself. Begin to confess that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all of the days of my life. Confess that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that speaks against me in judgment shall be condemned. I encourage you to speak, to make declarations that are in line with the Word of God. Begin to say, "I have not been given a spirit of fear, but I have been given a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind." Begin to say, "Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but I trust in the name of the Lord."
Our words are so powerful and can change the world around us for good or set the world on fire for evil. The book of James has a lot to say about how we use our words. James 3:3-10 says, "If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire! And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue."
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. If you have ever watched a horse racer, you would see that they put a leather contraption called a bridle around the face of a horse. The bridle has a little piece called the bit that goes into the horse's mouth. The big horse is controlled by the little bit in its mouth. Just a gentle tug to the left on the bridle will send the horse in that direction. That big beast is controlled by a little steel piece in its mouth called the bit. A massive ship is also controlled by one of its smallest parts. Think of all the huge parts on a ship. What really directs the boat? It's the rudder. A rudder is a device used for steering and maneuvering a ship or boat. It's one of the smallest pieces, but often it's the smallest things in our lives that have significant control over us. The same is true with our tongue. While comparatively small to most of our body, it has more power to control our future than any other body part. James compares our tongues to a forest fire and the fire of hell. Fire causes damage. Our words can cause damage as well. The words you say can destroy relationships you have built your whole life. You can say something in 30 seconds that will ruin your whole life or the life of those around you. In verses 7 and 8, James talks about the power of humanity has shown to tame wild animals, yet is still unable to tame the tongue. Think of all the great accomplishments humanity has made over the past 2,000 years since James wrote this book. We've flown to the moon, created phones that can call people on the other side of the world, and even created moving holograms. However, we have not found a way to control our tongue. The same tongue that we use to praise God, we often use to bring people down. Let's say you come up to me and tell me how great of a person you think I am. I would be flattered and very thankful for the compliment. However, if the next moment you tell me you hate my kid, I'd be full of anger. Even though you praised me, it would not matter because you use your words to bring down my children. We often do the same thing to God. We praise him, but then gossip about and discourage his children. Our words truly matter, since they hold such weight in both our life and the life of those around us. We should try to control our tongues. One way to use our words for good is by giving encouraging messages to people. The Holy Spirit lives inside every believer. As a believer, you may feel nudged to give an encouraging word to someone. That is often the Holy Spirit prompting you to use your words for good. Another way we use our words for good is by keeping quiet. Proverbs 11, verse 12 reminds us that it's better to keep quiet than to talk about your neighbor. If you're going to gossip or say something hurtful, it may be best to keep that to yourself. We can also use our words for good by having hard conversations with people. In Matthew 18, we see that sometimes we need to talk to people when they sin. We need to keep in mind that we need to speak with love and care when having hard conversations, instead of coming from a place of judgment and self-righteousness. It is not just about what you say, but how you say it. The truth is that at some point in our life, we will use our words to cause evil, whether that be by discouraging our spouse, gossiping about a friend, or talking harshly to a neighbor. We will have earthly consequences for those words. But those words will also qualify someone to enter hell, because when we speak maliciously against our neighbor, we're not only sinning against a human, but also sinning against a holy God. But there is one who has always used his words for good. Where you and I tore down our neighbor, he lifted them up. When you and I gossiped about a friend, he always told the truth. Where you and I assassinated someone with our words, his words led to life. That person is Jesus. In Jesus, we find forgiveness for our life-crushing words. Not just that, in Jesus, we find a way to control our tongue. As you grow in a relationship with Jesus, He changes your heart, which will change the way you speak. So I encourage you to come to the one who can cause you to speak words of life to those around you.
Let me tell you something. If you didn't know already, your words, they matter.
If you read the book of James, you'll find that it mentions the power of words. In fact, in chapter 13, it says, "The tongue also is a fire." Think about that. A fire. Why? Why would a tongue be likened to a fire? You see, what James is trying to tell us is that the same fire that brings warmth to the house is exactly the same fire that can burn that house down. What kind of fire are your words igniting up? What kind of fire are your words lighting up? What kind of fire are you speaking? What flames come out of your mouth? You see, the thing about our words, once they ignite hope, ignite healing, ignite joy and love.
Words have impact when you speak. Words can hit someone and destroy them emotionally without you ever touching that person. But words also have life. And child of God, learn how to speak. Learn how to declare. Indeed, only God can speak and create, but God has also spoken several promises in the Bible. And as a believer, we can speak those promises into existence concerning our lives. God says, if it aligns itself with my will, if you speak it in my name, if you believe and have faith that I can, then your words can move things in the spiritual realm. Prayers can be answered. When words are spoken in line with the will of God, with the word of God, then healing will happen. Marriages will be restored. Ideas will become a reality. Generational curses are broken. God tells us in His word that the tongue has incredible power. When you use words the right way, they have the power to move mountains. And equally, if you misuse your words, if you speak without being mindful of your words, they can cause your entire life to go up in smoke. We are told repeatedly in the Word of God to be mindful of our words. 1 Peter 3:10, "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit." Colossians 4:6, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Ephesians 4:29, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Proverbs 10:19, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." Proverbs 15:4, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." Proverbs 21:23, "Those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity." Over and over again, the Bible repeatedly tells us, in different ways, the same message. Words matter. Your words matter. But I really want to focus on one particular verse. Proverbs 18:21. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." And before we go any further, remember that God Himself spoke the universe into existence. Now, we are not God, but we are children of God. And by that virtue, we have been told to ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened. We have been told that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We've been told that a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Repeatedly, we too have the message that we can speak things into existence concerning our own lives and in line to the many promises of God, but start speaking the word of God upon your circumstances. If it's a promotion you want, start saying, "I am the head and not the tail. God, please promote me." If it's a skill you need, start saying, "I can do this because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you begin to speak the word of God audibly, repeatedly, you will constantly be hearing the word of God. And that is when faith comes. So if I keep speaking, Romans 8:37, I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. If I keep speaking, Deuteronomy 28:13, the Lord has made me the head, not the tail. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in me than he who is in the world. If I repeatedly declare the word of the Lord, I hear it. My faith grows. My belief grows. My thought life begins to change because I'm meditating on the word of God. When we are speaking the word of God, we are not just saying feel-good sentences. The word of God is living, it's true, and it's powerful. When we speak his word into our own lives, that's when we can begin seeing the power of words. Secondly, speaking the word of God brings life. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. So our tongue is capable to speak life to situations we face, to people we interact with, to the children we raise. A great example is that if you ask people what has caused the most pain in their life, you will find that the words spoken to them or about them by someone who they loved or trusted had more of an effect than any physical pain they may have ever felt. That's because words can touch emotions, and anything that can move you emotionally is capable of having a lasting impact on your life. For one student, a teacher telling him that he'll never amount to be anything would lead him and motivate him to be a successful entrepreneur, all because those words hurt and they lit a fire inside that impacted that person's future. That same teacher can say those same words to another student, and that student will never amount to anything because they give up and believe those words. Words can have lasting effects on people. Your words can speak life into your own situation. If you're facing an illness, tell yourself that by his stripes, I am healed. Jesus has come to give me life and life more abundantly, and you will see that your faith grows.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.